George Harrison died this past Thursday at the age of 58. As the third name mentioned in common references to John, Paul, George, and Ringo, Harrison often played backup to the Beatles' Lennon and McCartney. But in this appreciation, NPR's Mark Mobley notes that George Harrison's musical contributions rivaled his more publicly acclaimed partners in song.
One night a few years back, my radio exploded. I was living in Athens, Georgia. A rock musician friend of mine had a shift as a radio host, and he played George Harrison's What Is Life, and my own life was changed. The music was a quarter century old, but the opening guitar lick sliced like a knife, and the first words captured both the frustration and joyous declaration of romance, and also the challenge and exaltation of religious ecstasy. What I feel, I can't say, but my love is there for you any time of day. If you've ever felt this way, you're lucky. If you haven't, this song can show you how powerful love can be. And it's just one of the gems on Harrison's masterpiece, and possibly the greatest solo album by an ex-Beatle, All Things Must Pass. While he was a Beatle, Harrison had some trouble getting his songs into the band's repertoire. He made his impact in other ways. He played gorgeous guitar solos. He introduced the Indian sitar and acquainted his bandmates with Eastern religion. But it was after the Beatles broke up that the full measure of George could be taken. All Things Must Pass, produced with grandeur by Phil Spector, landed in 1970 not like an album, but a career. Three LPs in one box, replete with hit singles like What Is Life and My Sweet Lord, but also ballads of surpassing sweetness and emotional insight. All Things Must Pass was re-released earlier this year to moderate acclaim. The timing was ironic in a way. The first time around, it came out just after the band's final album, Let It Be. The second time around, it appeared on the heels of One, a collection of Beatles singles that soared up the charts and found a new generation of Beatles fans. Yet I believe that George Harrison died without being fully appreciated. If you're under 40, have you ever heard All Things Must Pass? And if you're older, how long has it been? Harrison's later supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys, did sell its share of records and win a Grammy, and it is hard to assess a man whose career was so varied. While his pop stardom faded, he worked as a producer. His films included The Life of Brian and Mona Lisa. He produced records by his mentor and friend, Ravi Shankar. Still, it would have been sweet to see Harrison magazine appreciations, tribute albums, in short, a revival. Because in the cosmic jukebox of Nixon-era pop, there's hardly an album more appropriate to our troubled times than All Things Must Pass. And it sounds startlingly modern. It's one of the first incarnations of the rich, country-inflected sound of layered guitars favored by alternative rockers. After I got the news about Harrison's death, I called that same Athens musician who'd reminded me of What Is Life. He said that George Harrison had suffered enough, having fought multiple bouts with cancer. And one of the people I loved most in the world died 5 years ago. She, too, had cancer. And while she was sick and after, I listened to my share of Mahler and Brahms, modern rock, and old soul. But I can't begin to tell you how many times I heard All Things Must Pass and the lines, "Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It's not always going to be this gray." And there's a song on the record called The Art of Dying. Few of us are skilled practitioners, but George Harrison's example, to weigh the human condition, to interpret it simply and affectingly, shows us the way to proficiency. He has passed, but he's left us with tools to make our own passing easier. His music tells us to savor what matters, what we can offer each other and ourselves.
Mark Mobley is music producer of NPR's performance today. The quiet Beatle George Harrison died this past Thursday. He was 58 years old. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.